telling tales from the turnbuckle.
At this time, I am happy to announce
you're wrestling with the champ.
Hello, wrestling fans around the world, and welcome back to the PWF. I'm your host, Damien St. John, proudly ringside alongside the 34-time PWF champion, the Ginger Ninja. We're at the King's Head in Aldershot for the first live PWF event since lockdown began.
It's a lockdown smackdown!
Sponsored by new psychological thriller, Karen. It looks really scary, starring Amanda J. Crabtree. Keep listening, the trailer for Karen will get its world premiere here tonight on Wrestling with the Champ. Tonight is a sellout, a capacity crowd of 63.
I've never seen anything like this. The Q-Foot lady shitters out the door.
Before we get to tonight's mouth-watering main event, Vienna versus the Glass Collector for the PWF title, let's recap all the action so far. PWF fans were treated to a buffet of buff blokes bravely battling it out. First out of the gate was Dean and Dean, victorious over the Nether region to win the PWF tag team titles with a match for the ages. What impressed you most?
Dean and Dean overcoming the odds. Cost me a few quid like, but I've lived on beans before.
And it's not often that a newly formed partnership can get that kind of cohesion so early on. But wow, did Dean and Dean manage that?
They look like they've been wrestling together for years. Then again, they're both called Dean, bound to be in sync.
Earlier, I went backstage to speak to Dean in the locker room. Dean, congratulations. PWF Tag Team Champions. It's been a long time coming.
Well, the result was never in doubt. When you face Dean and Dean, you're up against a tag team that are twice as mean. That's why we're Dean and Dean. The Mean Dean Machine. We should get T-shirts with that.
And quite the road to redemption for you.
If you're referring to that half-hearted, beer-bellied waste of space I used to share a tag rope with, then don't.
Yeah, well, I was just...
Don't.
But...
Don't.
Yeah, but he said...
Don't mention his name, right? Don't repeat his words. Do not acknowledge his existence.
Sure. Yeah, fine.
The goal has been achieved. The gold has been secured. Dean and Dean are tag team champions. And that's all you need to be talking about. Right, Flower.
Then we had the university graduate BA Honours Baracus versus Banter Claws versus Shark Lad versus Post Office Wanker in a rather curious bout.
It were unbelievable.
A win my mum match.
And Post Office Wanker won it.
And he'll be treating Shark Lad's birth mother, Lucy Forshaw of 74 Brookgrove, to Nando's under the government's Eat Out to Help Out scheme.
She'll love that.
She's 87.
Just keep it lemon and herb, babes.
In the ladies' match tonight, Vampire Debbie got one over on the Loose Moose.
A clinical exhibition on how to wrestle from the lady who drinks 3 pints of blood each day.
Yeah, but it's tomato juice really though, right? That's just a running gag. You're keeping the thing going, isn't it? She doesn't really drink actual blood, does she? Champ?
I heard Vampire Debbie's got 3 husbands. Keeps them all chained up at home. Siphons off their plasma whenever she gets hungry. Dead kinky, that.
Tonight, Larry the Wig lost the countywide championship here in Surrey in a stepladder match to the Alpha Hound, Brian Van Beethoven, which you, champ, held quite a few times in between the big one.
I were the first wrestler to get all the sex.
I find that hard to believe.
Essex, Middlesex, East and West Sussex, and Fuckinghamshire.
Right, stop it.
Hello, mate. Yeah, can I get my usual? The double dog.
What are you doing?
It's 2 dogs, 1 bun, right? It goes bun, ketchup, onions, dog, mustard, onions, ketchup, then nick some of those marshmallows from the ice cream stand. All right, got it?
We're back with exclusive live coverage of your main event from the King's Head in Aldershot right after this.
Can I get a smoothie? What do you mean you don't know what smoothie is? No, it's not Tom Jones.
Bicep, the new album from Gym Freaks, featuring the stunning new single... Lift.
Lift. Lift. Lift.
And the incredible smash hit, Flex.
Flex. Flex. Flex.
Bicep by Gym Freaks. Ow, out now.
Rest.
Ginger by name, Injure by nature. Wrestling with a Champ.
And we're back.
Oh, that was one of the best double dogs I've ever had.
Jesus, you're still going on about food.
What did you have? Green shit.
Whoa, it's a kale smoothie. Gotta get your greens in you.
The only thing green I want in my body is bile.
Right, well, you stick to your shit, I'll stick to my shit. It's main event time with the PWF title on the line. It's the PWF champion, the Glass Collector, versus Vienna. Champ, tell us something about these two men.
One's called Steve and the other one isn't.
The two men are in the ring. The referee's ready. Let's get things underway. Collar elbow tie-up to start. Champ, the Glass Collector won the title 7 days before lockdown and will be looking to successfully defend it here tonight against the man some say could go on to win more titles than you.
Vienna's a stupid name for a wrestler.
Elbow to the head from Vienna.
Do you reckon that's where his parents, you know, made love?
The Glass Collector delivers a crafty backbreaker to the challenger.
Why not Vieira after footballer? Or Viennetta after the dessert?
Because he's neither French nor an ice cream. Vienna counters with an Irish whip into the turnbuckle and follows up with a series of chops to the Glass Collector's bare chest. Ooh. The Glass Collector puts Vienna in a vicious armbar, yanking Vienna's elbow back and forth. He might snap it clean off. Vienna with a forward roll that sends the Glass Collector tumbling.
How long have you been waiting to use that?
Came up with it in the bath, actually.
Seriously, you don't get paid enough.
Vienna back to his feet and a stomp to the Glass Collector's head. He'll be seeing doubles later.
Less strong, that one.
Vienna's shot at the title is gathering momentum. He launches himself onto the ropes, spins, and a running dropkick right where it hurts most.
Ooh, in his nipples.
The Glass Collector, who hasn't really been in this, is lying flat out. Can the pint-sized peril capitalise? He sets up for his finisher, a devastating spinning jackhammer known as the Wizard of Austria. Wow! In record quick time, here is your winner and new Pub Wrestling Federation champion, Vienna!
Yeah, whatever.
Like you with that double dog, Champ. Vienna made light work of that. Champ, he's still staring at you. He hasn't taken his eyes off you.
He's proper weirding me out.
Stay with us. Before the end of the show, we'll be hearing from the new PWF champion and hopefully finding out why he keeps locking eyes with the Ginger Ninja.
I'm frightened to blink. Do you reckon he's one of those angels off Doctor Who? Like, if I blink, he'll move closer.
But first, Wrestling with a Champ proudly presents the world premiere of Amanda J. Crabtree's latest film, the first exclusive clip from the chilling psychological horror, Karen. Come on, mate. Save us all a lot of trouble, yeah? Just tell us. Who's Karen?
She can kill with a smile. She can wound with her eyes.
What? Can she ruin your faith with her casual lies?
Yes.
Bollocks. She led you to love, didn't she? You fell for it.
She only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but I...
Spit it out.
You can ask for the truth, but you'll never believe me.
She took you and left you. What you laughing at?
She steals like a thief, but she's always a Karen to me.
Get off me! Get off me!
Karen. In cinemas Friday. Rated 18.
Ridiculous. Wrestling with the Champ. Oh, yeah.
Champ, the new PWF champion, is on his way back to the ring to address the crowd, with his new gold tightly wrapped around his waist. And at 4'2", he's the smallest champion in PWF history. Vienna is baiting the crowd. Oh, he's an arrogant son of a bitch. It's the masked mini marauder, Vienna.
I didn't come here to be liked. I came here to win. And guess what? I did do a win. So you should like me now. Come on! Like me! Like me! Like me!
He sounds desperate.
Beating the glass collector was nothing. Anyone can wipe shit off their shoe. Anyone can flush away a turd. Anyone can trample on a worm. No offense, Steve. Look at me. You're a champion. I finally got me hands on the belt and £65 worth of Morgan's wine vouchers. It feels good, but it could feel better. Until I beat your champion, this belt means nothing to me.
What the fuck is he doing?
Vienna has pulled out a screwdriver.
Phillips?
I don't know who owns it.
Hey, you can't get away with that.
Vienna is dismantling the PWF title.
Stop it, you. Have some fucking respect.
Champ, what are you doing? Champ! Champ!
Do you want your trinket back?
Vienna is carving his name into the PWF title.
You never cared about this belt.
Ugh.
This means nothing to me. This means nothing to me.
Oi, Vienna! That belt is family.
Then how about a family reunion? Right here. Tonight.
Ugh.
Vienna just called out the champ. And I think he just put the PWF title on the line.
What's it gonna be, champ?
Champ, you've got an opportunity of a lifetime. Well, I mean, you've had it a few times, but another opportunity of a lifetime. Will you go for the title?
I'm gonna do it. I've got to do it.
This is unbelievable. The Ginger Ninja hasn't been an active competitor in the PWF since 2016, and Vienna, as he proved tonight, is one of the most fierce competitors in the business. But, and I'm asking myself this, what does he have to gain by goading a legend? Insert the head-to-head. Vienna has won the big one 3 times. The champ has had his hand raised an untouchable 34 times. Vienna is a mini monster at just 4'2", while the champ is a touch above the UK average at 6'even". Vienna is looking better than ever, a wall of muscle gilded in gold, a trim 14 stone 5. While the champ...
Hey, remember what we talked about?
...is a generous 14 stone 3-ish.
Good lad.
Vienna gave it everything just moments ago to beat the glass collector for the PWF title, and he must be exhausted. While the champ has had a bit more rest, last in the ring just over 4 years ago, and last in the gym, your guess is as good as mine. And finally, the finishers. Vienna will be looking to take down the champ with the Wizard of Austria, a devastating spinning jackhammer gifted to him by none other than the terminal hater himself, Arnie Schwarzenegger. Ah! Is there enough left in the tank to see it again? The champ will hope he remembers how to perform crushing reality. A crunching inverted tombstone that leaves his opponent struggling to breathe, mainly because his balls smell so bad. It's happening right now on Wrestling with a Champ. I can't believe I'm about to say this. And it's time to wrestle!
Your powers are weak, old man.
If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than... Oh!
Vienna gets in early with a running shoulder block that sends the champ flying over the top rope.
One. Two.
He's not moving.
Three.
The champ is lying face down on
Four.
The mat.
Come on. Give
Five.
In. Give up. Go up.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Get some help. Get some help.
Worry.
Are you ready to quit again?
Nine.
Vienna slides out of the ring to break the ref's count.
Come on, champ. Say it. Say it.
One.
I've got him. Right.
Two.
I want
Three.
Him.
Oof.
Ow.
From out of nowhere, a finger to the bum
Four.
Hole from the champ. That had to hurt. The
Five.
Champ hasn't cut his nails in weeks.
Dave. Dave, I'm fine.
Seven.
Vienna manages to find the ring
Eight.
Apron.
Come on, puppy. Let me at the dance. There's still fruit left in this basket case.
One.
The champ is back to his feet, but he's clearly in bad shape.
Two.
and I can see genuine concern on the faces of
Three.
The crowd.
Jessica Rabbit says aye!
The Four. Champ's wobbling more than giant haystacks on a vibraplate.
Five.
You can't win the title outside the ring, but you can't
Six.
Lose it either. Vienna playing mind games with the legend, and the
Seven.
Champ looks like he's seconds away from passing out. The champ grasps onto the bottom rope and hauls himself up into the ring. Vienna leans against the ropes. The official's too busy checking Vienna's rectum to notice the champ is tying Vienna's bootlaces together. This is classic Phil, straight out of his own dirty, rotten playbook. The champ taps Vienna on the shoulder.
Hello.
The champ rings Vienna's bell with a clap round the ears. He's dazed. He's confused.
What the?
The champ spins the other champ with a 180 flip and sets him up for crushing reality. I'm getting goosebumps saying it. The champ is on the verge of winning an unbelievable 35th PWF title. Vienna's down! Vienna's down! Vienna's down! And the winner of the match, and once again, Pub Wrestling Federation champion, the Ginger Ninja!
Oh, no, that's fucking proper pyro.
Champ, come here. Come here. You did it again, mate. You smashed it. People said it would never happen. What do you say to those people?
They were right. I'm an old fuck.
Wrestling history has been made here tonight at the King's Head in Aldershot. For Wrestling with the Champ, I'm Damien St. John, podcasting with the champ. Good night!
Broken legs, torn biceps, fractured vertebrae, severed body parts. These injuries can end careers, ruin lives, and make owning a pair of trainers a thing of the past. And now you can have your very own wrestling injury too.
WrestleGrams!
I'm Owen Plenty, and my NVQ Level 2 trained athletes will perform on you a move of your choice, leaving you with a real wrestling injury to remember. Things like Mick Foley's severed ear, Randy Orton's broken collarbone, Steve Bruce's wonky nose. Sorry, wrong sport. You get the idea. Sending a WrestleGram shows you care. I had my Nana powerbomb through her solid oak dining table 3 times. You're welcome, Nana.
Oh.
Book today and get a new WrestleGram delivered to your door each month.
I love WrestleGram.
All moves performed in accordance with COVID-19 rules. No moves performed on children, animals, or children that behave like animals. Actual injuries sustained may vary.
WrestleGrams!
Wrestling with the Champ.
Wrestling with the Champ was created by Damien St. John. Written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Starring Ant McGinley, Damien St. John, Colin Lego, Philip Simon and Kieran Sword. For more episodes and to subscribe, go to champpod.com.